History of a body. He wants to know what it's like to be a woman, so I say, we all got touched in ways we didn't want. The first for me at 15, drunk and asleep on a friend's living room floor. I'd only kissed one boy so far, but it isn't this boy, the one who's climbed on top of me to slip his hands under the elastic of my pajama bottoms, this stranger who says he loves me. Later, the one at the bar who reaches up my skirt. But didn't you know it was a compliment? Don't you know he thinks you're cute? Then grown and on my way to work, the older man on the loaded subway car whose hand finds my crotch with every lurch and sway through the tunnel. I think I must be mistaken until he turns to me with a wink and asks, crowded today, isn't it? He wants to know what it's like to be a woman, so I say, it's two parts shame and three parts rage, trying hard to separate your worth from your weight. Each trip to the mailbox, the bus stop, the store, interrupted with smile, with sexy, with give me a view of that fat ass, sweetheart. Someday I'd like to get to know myself outside of this body. My whole life I've been a pretty little thing. Now I'm not so little, and maybe not as pretty anymore. What's it like to be a woman? I don't tell him this part, but sometimes I worry that I'll miss it later. Maybe my only power being siphoned away each year, like so many drops of water in a hose that's just turned off.